Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Amen, amen, and amen. Want to welcome each and every one of you to another live broadcast of It's Time to Pray, brought to you by Word on the Water International Ministries and WOTW Internet Radio. This is Apostle Gregory R. Pinson, Sr., bringing you the very best of great gospel music in the Word of God. Straight from heaven's gates to your ear gates, we are It's Time to Pray. And saints, man, I tell you, there's a lot going on in and around the world today. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. You know, it's winter time. Yes, well, actually, it's still fall, actually. Winter hasn't made it in yet, but, oh, man, winter has shown himself already. And, you know, the Northeast United States has got a Polar Express coming out of Canada hitting the United States with a vengeance. Michigan, oh my God, I don't miss living in Michigan at all. You know, I used to live up in Sault Ste. Marie, which is in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, which is like right about 10-15 minutes from the Canadian border. And right now, they just have had a 30-car pileup where four people have actually lost their lives tonight due to blinding snow conditions. And in some areas, temperatures have already dropped 20 degrees below zero. Now, I'm not talking about wind chill. I'm talking about actual air temperature is 20 below zero in certain regions. And this Polar Express is going to come further down into the United States. Then it's going to make a left-hand turn and head towards the East Coast. And so, you know, I keep telling you guys, we've got to winterize our homes. You know, and I got a lot of listeners up in the Dakota area. We've got a lot of people that listen from Michigan, the Chicago area, the Great Lakes area. If you have not winterized your home, it's still not too late. It's still not too late. Protect your home. Tonight, if you're up in an area where it is in a freezing situation, bring your pets inside. Let your water drip a little bit in every sink. Open up the cabinet doors below the sink so that warm air from your residence can get in there and that you don't have freezing of pipes. You know, down here in the U.S. Virgin Islands, that's one thing we don't have to worry about because, matter of fact, it was in the 80s today. You could have gone to the beach. Matter of fact, those that were visiting here probably did hit the beach and it probably enjoyed it because it was just that beautiful. But the one thing about it is, my brothers and sisters, I love you all so much. And I've got to make sure that you're taking care of yourselves, your properties, and you're doing what God has called you to do. Because you don't want to have to call a plumber for a busted pipe during a snowstorm. You just don't want that headache. So insulate. Go to Home Depot, Lowe's, or wherever you go to. Get some pipe insulation. Insulate your piping. This will keep you from having headaches in the future, I promise you. And you don't have to worry about taking that insulation off in the summertime. You can just leave it on. Once you put it on, leave it on. Never take it off. Also, this is the time to go ahead and change your filters for your heating systems, your air conditioning systems. Let's make sure our homes are running perfectly. Amen? Amen. And let's really make sure that we're praying diligently for these individuals that were in this 30-car pileup, four deaths from it, and that God is going to still get the glory. He will still get the glory. Amen. Amen. And one last thing. One thing about the wintertime, people think that because it's cold outside, you don't dehydrate. Not true. Saints, you've got to drink water. Yes, I know there's a lot of eggnog and all these different drinks you guys like to drink during the wintertime. Trust me. Water, water, water. Hydrate yourself at all times, and watch over your children. Make sure that they're dressed properly as they're going out to go to school. Be the parent that you're to be, and watch over them. Sometimes 20 degrees below zero, you need to take them to school versus sitting them out there on the bus. That's cold weather. That's extremely cold, and frostbite doesn't take long to take place. It really doesn't. We've got to make sure that we're taking the time to making sure our children are dressed appropriately for the temperature. Amen. Just for me to you, the good doctor, because I love you so much, and I want the very best for you. Oh, Oh, you know one other thing I need to tell you guys. Let me explain something. There's a, you know, the CDC always wants to call a pandemic or epidemic the worst epidemic ever. Listen, if you guys know Jesus, you'll start crying. That's what we're here for. But unfortunately, if you have a child in college and they're going to take their final exams and come home, make sure that you watch your child closely. The mumps are spreading like wildfire through college systems right now. They're saying this is one of the largest epidemics known of mumps. And they're saying that when these kids go from college and go home for vacation, you're going to see the siblings catch it. You're going to see other family members catch it and whatnot. How do you catch the mumps? Well, it is direct contact. Kissing. You can catch mumps by kissing a person that is already caught the disease. Eating behind somebody. Ugh, I hate that. You know, I'm a nice, nasty person. I don't eat behind folk. I see them at work doing that. That irks me to the nth degree. Don't eat behind people. Don't drink behind people. Don't share your toiletry products with your friends. You know, if you got some Listerine and they want some Listerine, tell them to go buy some. But you can't use mine. You know, don't share toothbrush. Don't share sodas and all that other stuff. This is how mumps are spread. So let's make sure that when our kids come home, we're taking extra caution. It's not a time, if they have the mumps, it's not a time for them to be out partying and hanging out with the crowd. It's a time for them to get well so they can go back and complete their education. Amen? Amen. Well, I tell you what, we're about to get started with the broadcast tonight. Once again, I want to say thank you to each and every one of you for tuning in. And I believe God is going to do something supernatural just for you, you. And guess what? Even you too. Yeah, it's going to happen tonight. We got a special guest tonight, Pastor Sharon Amy. And she is going to come before you in just a few minutes. But you know, there's a few things we got to do first. We got to pray. Then we're going to have the recipe of life. And then the woman of God, the woman of the hour, will break the bread of heaven with us. And we will be fed manna from heaven tonight. Amen? Amen. So I challenge you, call a friend, call a neighbor, call a loved one, inbox somebody. Tell them, say, hey, listen, you want to listen to this broadcast because the woman of God is going to bring forth a powerful anointed word just for you. Lives will be changed. Amen. So let's get ready to go into that place of prayer. Let's open up our minds, our hearts, and our souls as we just take a step closer to God. Let's welcome Apostle LaShawna Holland Simpson. God bless you, woman of God. How are you tonight?
God bless you, Apostle. I am doing mighty awesome on tonight. Mighty awesome. How are you?
Hey, you know me. I'm too blessed to be stressed and too anointed to be disappointed. I'm just enjoying Jesus in this 80-degree weather.
God, well, don't be bragging and whatnot. Don't be bragging and whatnot. But I just thank God for you, and I am ready to go before our daddy God. I'm ready.
Amen. Amen. Come on, take us to that place.
Hallelujah. And, Lord, we do just that, Lord God. We come before you boldly, God. Oh, God, we love you this evening, Father. We love you with all of our hearts, all of our soul, all of our mind. Lord God, we come before you boldly, for Father, you said in your word that we can come boldly before the throne of grace, asking whatever we have need of. And Father, you said that if we delight ourselves in you, that you would give us the desires of our hearts. Father, you also said in your word that if we confess our sins, that you will be faithful and just enough not only to forgive us, but to cleanse us from all that is unrighteous. And Father, we fall short. We fall short, Father. We fall short. Sometimes we fall short knowingly. Sometimes we have no idea how far we have fallen. But Father, you are faithful to your word, God. You said that you will forgive us, and not just forgive us, but cleanse us from all that is unrighteous. And Lord, we love you for that, God. But Father, we know we can be a mess before you, Lord God. So we thank you, Father, for the precious blood of Jesus that cleanses us And thank you, Father, that this blood reaches from the highest mountain to the lowest valley. The blood of Jesus. Oh, God, we reverence you for the blood, oh, God. Hallelujah, we worship you for the blood, the blood, the blood. The blood still works.
Yeah.
In the midst of hatred, the blood still works. In the midst of racism, the blood still works. In the midst of murder, the blood still works. In the midst of drug abuse, the blood still works. In the midst of domestic abuse, the blood still works. In the midst of frustration and depression, the blood still works. And we plead that covenant blood right now in the name of Jesus. We plead your blood, oh God. We lift up the bloodstained banner of Jesus. Thank you for the victory that you've given us through Christ Jesus. Oh, Father, this world is in a mess. Ungodliness, perversion, children are disobedient. The lawless seem to prosper in his way. But, God, you are in control. And I pray right now that everyone at the sound of my voice, Father, and all those associated with us will see a manifestation, a breakthrough in the name of Jesus for all those things that have come up against them like a flood. Father, the pain that your children are feeling, I'm asking that you would heal to the utmost, God. You are healer, Lord God. We believe you to heal cancer, but we let go. We feel like you're not able to heal us from an angry heart. We believe you to cure diabetes, but we don't believe you to cure unforgiveness. Lord, have your way in us and through us. Lord God, we lift up our president, President Barack Obama, and his lovely wife and his children. Lord, we plead the covenant blood of Jesus over him and his family, the Vice President Joe Biden and Jill Biden. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, I pray you are touching them and protecting them. And Lord, we lift up even President-elect Donald Trump and his lovely wife, Melania, Father. We just lift her up, lift them both up before you, Lord God, and we just ask that you would just keep them in the palm of your hand, Lord God. Father, we know that you are sovereign, and you do whatever you want to do, whether we like it or not. You do whatever you want to do, so we accept your will and your will only. Father, lift up the military forces, Air Force, Navy, Marine, Army, Coast Guard, Father, every branch of service, I lift them up before you and those that are serving right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, for this word tonight, let no flesh, God, glory in your presence. None, Father. No flesh shall glory in your presence, oh, God. Father, we press in. We press in, to hear and touch the hem of your garment on tonight. I lift up Apostle Gregory R. Pinson, Sr. I thank you, Lord God, that, Father, you're taking him higher and that you're taking him from glory to glory, from faith to faith. And, Father, I pray that he will experience exponential growth in every area of his life. Lord, I thank you, Father, that there is a new day on the horizon, a day of expectation, a day of enjoyment, a day of, Father, just you getting the glory, and that glory will be manifest to everyone that comes in contact with him. Lord, I lift up this woman of God that is sharing your word on tonight, Pastor Amy. I thank you, Father God, that this word will come forth boldly, unhindered. Father, you're dropping things in her spirit. And I thank you, Father God, that she would just be led of the Holy Ghost and speak whatever you have told her to speak. And, Lord, we love you for it. We love you, Lord God. I ask that you would just move among those people that are listening tonight, whether they're listening live, whether they're listening in the archives. Lord, let this word travel from heart to heart, from heart to heart, from heart to heart. Let it be a tidal wave of your presence. And, Father, all of this, let it be done for your glory. Lord, we lift up the homeless in this cold front. Lord, touch them, God. Give them shelter from this storm of coldness, Lord God. Give them shelter, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we love you. God, we magnify your name, the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we reverence you. We praise you, God. Get your glory, Lord God. Get your glory, Lord God. Get your glory, Lord God. Let your glory be manifest in all the earth, oh God. Let your glory fill this place of worship tonight, of prayer, of fellowship, of love. Let your glory fill this place.
Yes.
In Jesus' name, we give you the glory. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul.
Thank you, Jesus.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Hallelujah. The Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silent before him.
Yes.
Lord, you are speaking tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Jesus, thank you, Jesus. Download that word even now. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Download. I see you downloading, Father, even in Apostle. I see you downloading in Pastor Amy. Lord, continue to download.
Yes.
Yes, God. Yes, God. We love you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. Thank you, God, for your faithfulness.
Thank you, Father.
And your loyalty towards
Amen. Oh, thank you for that, Apostle LaShana Holland Simpson, my dear sister in the Lord. Amen. Yes, what a wonderful woman of God. We've been friends for quite some time, and I tell you, she's doing a mighty work for the Most High God. Amen. Amen. Well, we're about to do something we love doing right here on It's Time to Pray, and that's to go into the recipe of life. And all my new listening friends, the recipe of life is when we go into the Bible and we pull out different scriptures to govern ourselves by. There's a recipe of life just for you in that B-I-B-L-E. Pick it up, read it, and believe it. Amen. Tonight, we're going to the book of Colossians, the third chapter, the 16th verse, and it reads as this. It says, let the message about Christ in all its richness fill your lives. Teach and counsel each other with all the wisdom he gives. Sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs to God with a thankful heart. You know, when I thought about this particular book of this particular scripture, it makes me think that thankful people can worship wholeheartedly. Gratitude opens the heart for God's peace to operate fully in their lives. But discontented people continuously calculate what's wrong with the lot in their life. Make sure that you're doing everything to please God. That's the recipe of life for this day, the 8th day of December, and I pray that it has enriched you greatly. Well, saints of God, if you're ready for the woman of God, the woman of our, the woman that's going to break the bread of heaven with us this night, she is none other than Pastor Sharon Amy. She is a native Virgin Islander who was born and currently resides on the beautiful island of St. Thomas. Pastor Amy's life has been a life filled of trials and miracles. The true fulfillment of her life began to blossom when she tested the Lord and found him faithful and merciful. After living a life filled with great pain and many battles with sickle cell, the Lord supernaturally healed her and released her from the spiritual infirmities. At that point, she realized and profanely realized that God was going to be right there for her that God is there for her as a healer. She has a testimony that she will always be able to cherish for the rest of her life. The Lord has given Pastor Sharon Amy the eye of an eagle to see in the realm of the spirit for individuals, territories, and nations. Therefore, the precious moments spent with God are very important to her. Pastor Sharon Amy's knows that God has called her to be a bridge builder, reaching beyond the church walls to share the love of Jesus Christ with those who are broken in spirit, hopeless, and feel defeated by the cares of this life. Saints of God, I want you to put your hands together. Let's welcome this mighty woman of valor, this woman of honor, with a It's Time to Pray hand praise. God bless this woman tonight. Come on, saints. That's what I'm talking about. Give her the applause. Give her the applause. Amen. Pastor Sherry Amy's, God bless you. Sharon Amy's, God bless you.
God bless you too, Apostle Pinson. Good to be here with you tonight.
Man, I thank God for you. You know, I was reading your bio. I was reading about your ministry, first and foremost, and you have a unique ministry, and it's Unique Expressions Ministry Incorporated. Can you tell the listening audience a little bit about what the church is all about?
Well, it is a ministry. It's really a ministry, like you spoke, and I walk in. The ministry is outside of the church walls. It's a ministry that truly is unique unto the Lord. Its title is taken from 2 Peter 2:9, where the Lord has called his body, he's called us as a royal priesthood, as a holy nation, called forth to show the glory of God, who has taken us out of darkness into his marvelous light. So that is the foundational scripture for the ministry. It is unique in that it's there to reach many facets of life, many cultures, many societies, and it is there to bridge. I feel strongly that I'm called by the Lord to be a bridge builder for those that are outside the church walls, for those that are inside the church walls. Because, as you know, Apostle, sometimes when we get saved and born again and filled with the Holy Ghost, we jump and we shout, and then we forgot that God had to use someone to reach us before we got saved. And so I believe my ministry is such to reach those, reach back out into the community that you live and bring those that are outside in so that they can experience also the love and the compassion of Jesus Christ.
Amen. And, you know, something else I saw, you do a lot of work with young adults, young children, young girls, and that's so much needed right here on this island. And if no one ever else tells you, please let me say thank you. Thank you for the work that you're doing. God, that's so needed. And I hope that somebody else, somewhere around this world, listens to your teachings tonight and says, I need her here in our church. Amen? And they call you up and say, come on, preach this word. So, woman of God, the hour is yours. Let the Holy Spirit use you, guide you, and bless him tonight Welcome to It's Time to Pray.
Amen. Well, again, I thank you, Apostle Benson, for having me tonight. Yes, I truly appreciate you even saying thank you for the ministry towards the young girls. And at times we have even had a conference for the young boys as well. You know, it's such that there is a lot of teaching and a lot of development that is needed in our youth and today. And I think sometimes we as adults, we have a tendency of forgetting them because they're still young and forget that they too have to grow up and be a part of our society. So what we pour in is what we're going to get back. And so I have been doing that for the past 7 years, and it's been a success. The ministry that I was once a part of, I started out as a youth pastor, and I saw the need. And so God just raised me up to be His hands, the community that we are in. And so and through it all, I've seen so much and so much hurts among our youth, and they too need to be encouraged. So I just encourage our listening audience that wherever you see a young person, however God will use you to be a blessing to them, be that blessing that God is wanting you to be, because it could change your life. And it can change your destiny. And so, again, Apostle Penson, thanks for having me. Listening audience, thank you for taking the time out to be on this program on tonight and hear what God has to say. I am so encouraged to know that God always makes room for His word to be heard. And so I just feel really strongly tonight as we are going into 2017, there's a lot of people that is still waiting to see some purposes and some promises fulfilled in their life. And they're asking God, but God, when? And God, what are you going to do? And so I just want to share my heart, you know, from where God has had me, and to let those that are still in a place of not knowing how to step and not knowing if God is hearing their cry, I'm here to tell you tonight that God is hearing your prayers. God is hearing your cry. And God is saying to you tonight that it's time for you to walk into your promised land. And so the title of the topic and what I want to share on is tonight is what is holding you back from walking into your promised land. What is your Jericho that is blocking you from walking into your promised land? And so, Father, we just thank you again for tonight, and God, we thank you for this avenue to bring your wonderful message, God, your word. Lord God, I just thank you for the hearers, Lord God, that they will have ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying, and they will step forward in you, Father God, knowing that you go before them, and your glory is their way, God. Yes, I'm taking my text from the book of Joshua, and I'm going to read at least six verses, Joshua chapter 6, starting from verse 1. And it says, "And now Jericho was straitly shut off because of the children of Israel. None went in and none came out. And the Lord said unto Joshua, See, I have given into thine hand Jericho and the king thereof and the mighty men of valor. And ye shall come past the city, all ye men of war, and go around about the city once. Thus shalt thou do 6 days, and seven priests shall bear before the ark 7 trumpets of ram's horns, and the 7th day ye shall come past the city 7 times, and the priests shall blow with the trumpets. And it shall come to pass that when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, and when ye hear the sound of the trumpet, all the people shall shout with a great shout, and the walls of the city shall fall down flat, and the people shall ascend up, every man straight before him." So God is wanting you tonight to give him a shout, to shout, because God is giving you the victory. And I just want to share with you that in every new level of our lives, as we go through life, we face a Jericho. Hallelujah. But the purpose of it is to see the bigness of our God. I want to encourage someone tonight that the Jericho that you are facing, the obstacles, because Jericho was considered like a, because the children of Israel, God promised them Canaan. They had to get to Canaan land. But guess what? Jericho was in the way. And so Jericho is just an example to show how big our God is. And if we just simply follow the instruction that he gives us, we will walk into our promised land. As we go forth into 20 and 17, you must see through the eyes of faith. You must believe that there is nothing too hard for the Lord to do for you. If he said to you that you have the victory before you see it, you got to believe him. You must be assured in your heart that you have the victory. God has given you the land, whatever that land is in your life, whatever that land that you are pursuing, whatever that purpose is, whatever that destiny that God has spoken to you, has spoken into your heart, whatever that is, God's saying to you tonight, he has given you the victory. And that's just my introduction right there. God has promised Abraham since Deuteronomy chapter 6 and 3. He told Abraham back in Deuteronomy that he was taking them to a land flowing with milk and honey. Well, I want to let you know that that land was called Canaan, which had milk and honey. That was their promised land that he told the children of Israel that they were going to. And in order to get to Canaan, they had to go first past Jericho. Now, I don't know if many people know the story of Jericho and Pastor Apostle Henson. I don't know if all of your listening audience are church-going folks, if they read the Bible or not. But I just want to share with you that Jericho was a walled-up city back in the days of Israel. It was an edifice, if you can envision that. It was probably one of the strongest structures of its time in that area. Joshua, who is now the leader of the children of Israel, to get them to Canaan, he had to pass Jericho. The children of Israel had to go through Jericho. And so Joshua got them to the eastern side of the Jordan River because they had to pass through many obstacles, and the Jordan River was also one of them. And so they had to get to the eastern side of the Jordan after wandering in the wilderness for 40 years. Now, they've been wandering for 40 years. They're on their way to Canaan. They're on their way to the promised land. What is your promised land that God has promised you? They were now in a very close proximity to the land that God had promised their forefathers, that the land that God had promised Abraham. And so Jericho was in the way of the blessing and the answer to what God has said to them. So I'm asking you tonight, what is in the way? What is standing in the way of your blessing? What is standing in the way of the promises that God has made to you? What is in the way that you are looking for it and you're not seeing it? Well, you know, God is calling, whatever that is that's in your way, it's called a Jericho. It's called an obstacle. And that obstacle, you either got to move, you're going to go around it, but you're going to get to your promised land. I just want you to see that you have a promised land to reach. And so the purpose of the children of Israel had to, in order to get there, they had to take Jericho, the path where Jericho was sitting, and it was could be in such a way that God allowed it to be there because he wanted to show the awesomeness of his power. Hallelujah. So once again, we see that God is awesome, and the only how they could have got through and got to the promised land was to pass Jericho. It had to be God because of the depths of the structure, the edifice called Jericho. Amen. I just want to share with you the dimensions of Jericho so you can get an idea and get a perspective of this edifice and what it looked like in that time. And as I did the research, I was like, wow, this really was a big structure. And in the research, it showed that it was 14 feet wide and it was 11 feet high. It was tall. And at the top of the wall, it was made of smooth stone slope, angling upward. So even if your enemies tried to scale it, they couldn't, because once you get to the top, it was really smooth, so you couldn't climb over. So it was virtually impenetrable. Amen? God will give you strategies, though, and he gave the children of Israel strategy to cross over into Jericho or to cross your Jericho. What is your Jericho that you need the strategies of God in order to cross over into 2017? And as I read the text, it shows you, you could hear what God told them to do. You know, in verse 3, he said that they should compass it about for 6 days. And on the seventh day, they were to go around it 13 times. Seven times, which is a total of 13 times. And he gave them specific instructions that each day that they went around Jericho, they were not to say anything. And on the last day, when they went around it 6 times, it was a shout after the sixth go-around. But God is going to give you strategies. I say all that to say he want to give you strategies for 2017 so that you can be blessed and you can be ready for all that he has promised for you. And so the strategy to conquer Jericho was so unique in two ways. First, the strategy was laid out by God himself. And you got to ask yourself, God, what is the strategy for my life? What is it, the specifics that you want me to do to get to where I need to be in 2017? And two, what is the strategy? The strategy was seemingly a foolish plan by man's thinking when he told them what to do in Jericho in Joshua chapter 6. Walk around the city 6 days, and on the seventh day, walk around it 7 times, which is, again, a total of 13 times. Sometimes when God gives instructions, it will give you cause to pause. And so let's just pause right there. When you get instructions from God, sometimes it doesn't make sense, and so you got to pause, and you wonder, God, is this really of you? Comes from him. Listening audience, I want to tell you, it's better to obey God than to walk in your limited understanding or even to walk in pride. It's better to obey God than to dismiss what he is saying of you to do, because you have to fulfill the purpose that he has for your life. I don't know who I'm talking to tonight, and God is just saying unto you, don't give up. Seek him out one more time. Seek his face. Spend some intimate time with him, because he got a plan for you to walk into 2017 blessed, at peace, and filled with his joy. Prayer is one of the weapons that God has given us. And he's given us so many weapons, but prayer is essential to get in the mind of Christ and to hearing what God is saying. He's given us prayer. He's given us praise. He's given us so many tools, speaking in tongues, intercession. He's given you so many weapons to use, so many strategies. Some of us call them weapons. I can call it a weapon. We can call it a strategy, but they are strategies that God has given us. And he's going to give us also his mind in what to do, how to do it, when to do it. But they're simple, just simple nuggets that he'll give you so that you can experience his fullness. Amen? But most of all, he gives you the most powerful one, and that is obedience. Amen? We must use all of the weapons he gave us, and we must obey God. Hallelujah. We must use God's weapons. Use them. Don't sit and doubt. Don't sit and talk with your friends only. Don't sit and not pray. Don't pray and not praise God. You got to use the weapons that God has given you. You got to use the strategies that God has given to you and instructing you. Well, the children of Israel, they obeyed the strategies that God downloaded to Joshua. Hallelujah. And as you see, as is when you read the text for yourself, it's such a powerful story. You will realize that when they obeyed God, God answered them. And when we follow God's commands, which at times may seem foolish, sometimes it may sound foolish, sometimes it may sound like, you know, God, is this really you? But it's going to bring victory, amen? I just want to encourage you, get to hear God afresh and anew for where he's getting ready to take you in the year 2017. It's going to be an exciting year. It's a year where God is saying it's time for us to shift, even in the body of Christ, because God is getting ready to do some new things. But in all that he's going to do, you are going to be a part of it if you want to be a part of it. And you are going to be one that will fulfill your destiny that God has on your life. I know I'm one that God is fulfilling destiny in my life. You know, as Apostle Penson shared in my testimony, yes, I grew up with, I was born with sickle cell, suffered a lot of pain. I had a lot of joint pains. You know, if you know about what sickle cell does, your cells break open or they turn into a sickle shape, and it causes the joints to be in a lot of pain. And I'm here to say, and I'm here to testify that God gave me the victory. I went before God and I said, God, if you can't heal me, then you got to take me home, but I'm not going to live in all this pain. And glory be to God, God heard my cry and God answered. And I'm a walking testimony of his goodness. But back to Jericho and back to knowing who you are called to be and what you are called to do. Our Jerichos are won when our faithful obedience to God is complete. Hallelujah. You must be obedient to the Lord in order for you to break through and pass the obstacles that are in your way. Number two, we must have faith that God is who he says he is and will do what he says he will do. Amen? And if anyone is taking notes, you can take down the scripture that is in Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 23 and Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 1. You must have faith in God. God is a faithful God. I believe it. I am a walking testimony of how faithful God is to keep his word. If you want to be healed, God will heal you. I wanted healing, and God healed me. Everything in God's word is true. Amen? Number three, the power of God is supernatural. It's divine. And it surpasses natural bounds and human comprehension. Let me tell you, the walls of Jericho, as I did my study on this, the walls of Jericho fell because of God's power, clean, and only again by God's power. Just by walk, if you look at it from your mind's perspective, if you just walk around a building, you say, how could a building fall by walking around it? You know, they Jericho fell because they obeyed God and they trusted in the power of the Lord. Hallelujah. And so when they walked around Jericho as God instructed them on that 13th time around and they shouted, the walls came down. Hallelujah. The children of Israel operated by their believing in God and trusting in God and his promises. He said you're going to the promised land. He said you're going to a land filled with milk and honey. Hallelujah. He told them that. He didn't tell them that Jericho was on the way, but they encountered Jericho. But the mere fact And the man truth that they held on to is his word. When he said, you're going to your promised land, they held on to that. So even if there was an obstacle in your way, wherever you're going in God, guess what? It's got to move because God promised you a destiny in him. Amen? Our children operated by believing and trusting in God and his promises. Grace and faith was working hand in hand. Hallelujah. And because grace and faith was working hand in hand, the walls came down. I want to read a text taken from Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 30. It says here in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 30, I'm trying to get to the text. It says, by faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about 7 days. Amen. See, Joshua chapter 6, that's what we call this, they say, the Old Testament. But here in the New Covenant, the New Testament in Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 30, it's a testament of what happened. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about 7 days. But faith must be evidenced by obedience. I want to encourage you. You must obey what God tells you to do. The children of Israel had faith. They obeyed, and the walls of Jericho fell. Hallelujah. The story tells us, I just want to encourage you, the story tells us that God keeps his promises. It is the same for us today. His promises are exceedingly great and wonderfully precious. Hallelujah. Taken from Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 11 to verse 18. And as I conclude tonight, I hope I didn't go over my time, but as I conclude, I just want to share that faith without works is dead, as written in James chapter 2, verse 6. We got to have faith in God. I'm seeing of people in my generation in these days and in this time that they're losing faith. They're giving up on the word of God because they're saying the word is too grievous to follow. And they're waiting a long time for a lot of to see some answers to some prayers and some petitions. And they're giving up on God. And even some men of faith have walked away from the things of God. They've stepped out of the pulpit because they don't believe the word of God anymore. I've even watched a documentary that was on CNN. And it said there are men of faith, are men of God, that don't even believe that God exists, but they're preaching the gospel because they're getting a paycheck. Oh, come on, saying God is true. His promises are yea and amen, but we gotta walk by faith. Faith without works is dead. It is not enough to say, I believe God and do nothing. You gotta do your part. The children of Israel did their part. Joshua sought out the Lord. God gave him instructions, gave him strategy. He obeyed God, and guess what? The walls fell down. The obstacle that was in their way to the promised land was removed. Hallelujah. If we have true faith, we are compelled to obey God, and God gives us the victory over every enemy that we face throughout life. I just want to encourage you that you will have the victory over every enemy, over every obstacle, over every blockage. God is going to give you the victory. You are going to experience the goodness of God in 20 and 17. In fact, you are going to walk into 20 and 17 strong in the Lord with eyes of expectancy, a heart of faith, because you know the God in whom you believe. I believe in him. I know he is real. I know he's faithful. He's answered so many prayers of mine. I've seen miracles that he's performed just by sheer obedience. Hallelujah. Obedience is the clear evidence of faith. Our faith is the clear evidence to others that we truly believe God. Hallelujah. We can conquer and be victorious through life by faith. A faith that obeys God, who gives us that faith as a free gift. Hallelujah. As I close, I just want to share with you, those that are listening, be encouraged on tonight. We are going to fulfill the God-given purpose that He's put us in the earth to fulfill. We are going to fulfill it, and if there's any obstacle in your way, it has to come down. If you got to circle your Jericho as God gives you instruction. Don't just read the Bible and pray, but keep a prayer journal and all the instructions that God gives to you. Write it out and obey what He says to do. And you are going to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Hallelujah. Encourage yourself in the Lord tonight. I'm encouraging you to be encouraged. Rise up in your faith. Rise up in your heart. Rise up and believe that God is faithful, because He has already promised that He will do it. He's promised you that 2017 is going to be a great year. I believe it. He's promised me that. I'm walking in it. I'm already stepping over some obstacles, and I'm seeing God's faithfulness on my behalf. Hallelujah. And I'm just encouraging you, if you have ever doubted in your past, if you have doubted God, even in the past week or the past month, and it seemed a bit too hard and seemed like you're hitting roadblocks, I'm encouraging you tonight to go back to God. Get His mind in the situation. See what He is saying. Let go of pride. Let go of unbelief. Grab a hold of faith. Go and go back in His Word. Glean in His book. This Bible is such a precious manual for daily life. Joshua believed God, and Joshua and the children of Israel obtained the victory. They walked into that promised land. And I'm not telling you when you get to the promised land that you're going to be at ease, because once you get there, you got work still to do. When the children of Israel got to that promised land, there were still some ites and some enemies that they had to drive out, but the key is they got there. I'm encouraging you to pursue God and press towards the mark of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. There's a promised land for you. There's a destiny for you to fulfill, saints of God. You who are this line on tonight, who's on listening on this radio broadcast, I just want to encourage you, who is down and probably depressed. There's a lot of people that live in the mainland, and when it comes around this time of the year, the winter sets in, and sometimes we could become so depressed and you know, so heavy laden. But God is saying, rise up and see Him big in the midst of what seemed to be a cold winter that it may be, or a sorrowful time. You know, some people are sorrowful of the election, but don't be sorrowful. If your source is God, you don't have a thing to be sorrowful about. God got this election. He got our United States of America. He got our president in the palm of His hand, and He's going to do what He said He will do. God's purposes will be fulfilled. So rise up and believe God and say, God, I'm going to trust You. I'm going to believe You, and I'm going to walk into my promised land. I'm going to walk into 2017 filled with God's power, faith, filled with knowing that I have a God that is able to do what He said He will do, and He will do it. I encourage you tonight. Let me just pray. I encourage you tonight that God is on your side, and He will honor every word of faith that you release through your mouth. Father, I thank You for each one that is listening on tonight. I bless them. I thank You, God, that Your hand is upon them for good, that Your eyes are upon them. And God, every promise that You have spoken over their life, You will fulfill it. And God, I ask, God, that You will, Lord God, touch them in the spirit of their being, Lord God, and let them know that You are with them, that You remember them, You have not forgotten them. And God, that the Jerichos that they are facing and the enemies that they are seeing, the obstacles that they have encountered, they will see no more because you are God that is faithful, that has promised. So I thank you, God, for each one that as they listen to your voice, as they obey your voice, Lord God, and as they follow the instructions that you give them, Father God, they shall see the victory. They shall walk in the fullness of your grace, Lord God, and they shall see that you are faithful and you are true. We praise you, we thank you, we honor you, and we bless you. In Jesus' name, amen. Apostle Pennington, I thank you for your time. I thank you for allowing me the opportunity to share the gospel message of Jesus Christ.
Thank you, woman of God. We thank you. Come on, say to God, let's give it up. Let's give it up. You can do better than that. That's fun. Amen. 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 Oh, bless the name of Jesus. You know, Pastor said something that was so interesting. She said, what is your promised land? See, some of us have not even declared what our promised land is going to be or what it should be. We need to stand firm on God's word and know that there's a promised land just for us. And then she went on even to say, faith without works is dead. If you're going to get to your promised land, you got to have faith for it to come into fruition. Woman of God, I thank God for you. Pastor, let me tell you something. Woman, glory to God, I'm excited for the words you just spoke tonight. I'm praying that it fell on good soil, that people will take it, they will allow it to stimulate them, motivate them, and start to declare where their promised land is going to be. See, some of your promised land has not been recognized because you haven't had the faith to believe in it. Well, the woman of God said, just like the Jericho wall, yes, there's going to be obstacles. Yes, there's going to be valleys. There's going to be mountains. But if you have faith, you can bring that wall down with the will of Christ Jesus. Man, I tell you, Pastor, you spoke a mighty, mighty word. Saints of God, that's Pastor Sharon Amy. Now, listen, if you guys want to hear her or you want to reach out to her, you can do so. You can reach her at P.O. Box 303-764, St. Thomas, United States, Virgin Islands, 00803. Once again, her P.O. Box is P.O. Box 303-764, St. Thomas, U.S. Virgin Islands, 00803. Her website is www.uniqueexpressions.org. Once again, that's www.uniqueexpressions.org. I challenge you guys to go to her webpage. It's actually a really nice webpage. You'll see some of the works that she's doing with the youth here on this island. She's dealing with young girls that have been raped, that have gone through incest, that are going through heartbreak, trials and tribulations, and she's bringing them salvation. She's bringing them opportunity to be able to love on Jesus. Amen. And that's what it's all about. Each one reach one, and she's definitely doing that. But she needs your help, saints. You hear me and hear me well. Go on her website. She's got a donate site on there. You can use a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, Diners Club. Go donate some money because I'm going to tell you something. Ministry, it does cost. It does. You know, I don't ask for money. I don't ask for a dime. But one thing I do, when I see people doing extraordinary things, I believe in supporting them wholeheartedly. And I'm believing in this woman of God. I believe in the work that she is doing, that she is setting these young people free on this island that has been plagued with witchcraft, voodoo, and all other kind of stuff. But she's taking it by storm, and the Holy Spirit is on her side. Amen. And like I said, she asked you, what is your promised land? Do you know what yours is? I challenge you to find it. Saints of God, this is your radio broadcast. This radio broadcast was designed with you in mind. If you have a prayer request, a praise report, a comment on tonight's teaching, you're more than welcome to press 1 on your telephone. And once you do that, we're going to pull you right on up. Amen. There's a lot of you online right here with us. So if you have something that you would like to say, if God's placed something on your heart, this is your time. This is your season. All you have to do is press 1 on your phone, and we'll pull you right on up. But before go ahead and press 1. As you're doing that, I have a few things I want to say to Pastor Amy. Pastor, you know, you do a lot of conferences here on the island. You work with a lot of youth and a lot of children, a lot of young adults. If people want to get in contact with you and say, hey, listen, I want to partner with you, I want to help you on your next event, how do they get in contact with you? Is the email the best way for them to get in contact with you?
They can email me, and they can also call me at 340-690-0303.
Amen.
They can email me also at uniqueexpression@hotmail.com, or they can also email me at peerconference, that's P as in Paul, E Edwards, Apple Richard, conference@gmail.com.
Amen. Amen. Saints of God, I'm telling you, this is good soil. This is good soil to sow a seed into. Make sure that you're a blessing and try. Try your very best to do what God's called you to do. Let me go back over to Apostle LaShonda Holland Simpson. I see you had your hand up. God bless you, woman of God.
God bless you, Apostle, and God bless you, Pastor Amy. I just thank God for the word you spoke with such clarity and such understanding of the scriptures. And one of the things I was praying about, I want to say last night, was I'm very much so marked by obedience. And I give God the glory for it. But I am one that when God gives me instruction, I do it. And one of my mandates in life is to encourage people. When God gives you specific instructions, you follow it. And so I said, well, God, that's hard, because I have people that get angry with me when I tell them the precise word, the exact word that God is saying that's a strategy for them. And I said, well, God, why do you make me do it this way? And when you spoke tonight about obedience is a sign of faith, that blessed me, because I know without faith it's impossible to please God. And so I'm thinking that the obedience is what pleases God, and I know it does, but really it's the faith that pleases him. And so I it's like you kind of tapped in to my prayer closet and answered a question for me. So now when I go in prayer on tonight, I go in with a different perspective. And so I do have a prayer request. I do want to lift up some of my family members, that they will just obey. They've been given clear, concise instructions as to what the Lord is saying, but, you know, they don't want to obey. And so now I know that I must pray for their faith. So I'm asking you all to pray for my faith tonight, pray for their faith so that God will lead them and they will follow.
Amen. Amen. Pastor?
Amen. Amen. Father God, we just honor you and thank you again for what you have shared on tonight, God. It's not my words, it's your words. And so, God, I just lift up Apostle Simmons, her and her family, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that you said, Father God, if we even have faith as a grain of a mustard seed, we will be able to speak to the mountain and make it move, Lord God. I ask, oh God, that you will touch, Father God, your daughter afresh and anew, Lord God, that, Lord God, her obedience level, her faith in you will rise, Lord God, to new heights in Jesus' name. And Father God, that she knows that she hears your voice and the voice of a sinner she does not follow, Lord God. And I thank you, Lord God, that she continues to step out, Father God, and she step out knowing that she, her eyes are upon you. She step out by faith, Lord God, not knowing where it's going to lead her, but God, she step up just because of simple obedience. I thank you, God, that you are faithful, Lord God, to honor her, Lord God, and to fulfill that which you have spoken for her to do and in, that you have spoken in her life. And then, God, I just lift up her family, Lord God, as she's been praying for them, as God has, Lord God, they have been on the altar of prayer, God. And Father God, I pray, God, that they will have a heart to obey you. Father, we take authority of every spirit of disobedience, God. Lord God, every spirit of dullness of hearing, God, your word, Lord, your voice, God, even to, Lord God, the apostle, Lord God, everywhere that they have shut off, Lord God, hearing what you have to say, God. We say no more, God. We commit them into your hand afresh and anew, and we break every cycle in their life that prevents them from hearing you, from, Lord God, obeying your directives, Lord God, from yielding to your spirit, Lord God, and truly committing their lives to you. Oh, we say no more, God. We say this is a new season, God. And God, even as your daughter is praying for her family, Lord God, and Lord God, that she will see them saved and healed and delivered, Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, that she does what you say by faith, as she prays for them in obedience, Father God. She shall see, Father God, the victory. She shall see them walking in the fullness of you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I cover her in the blood of Jesus. I cover her family in the blood. And we say none of them will be conceded to the enemy, Lord God. We concede none to the enemy, Lord God. But, Lord God, that the ears are now open. We say ears in family members open and hear the word of the Lord and obey. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that your faith, Lord God, rises up afresh and anew in her life and that of her family, Lord God. And God, I thank you that, God, as we go forth, Lord God, fulfilling your command, your mandate in her life, Lord God, and she shall see, God, those things that she has committed to you being answered and being fulfilled. You said, if you seek first the kingdom of God and your righteousness, all other things, Lord God, will be added. And so I thank you, God, as she's doing your will, God, you will do what concerns her. And Lord God, and that is bringing her family in, from the east, from the west, the north, and the south. We say it is so in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for that prayer. Amen. I receive every word.
Amen. Saints of God, I've opened up all of your telephone lines. You don't even have to press one at this time. All you got to do is speak. Whatever's on your heart, whatever's on your mind, if you have a prayer request, a praise report, or a comment on tonight's teaching, you want to wish the woman of God well, you're more than welcome to do it at this time. Welcome to It's Time to Pray. Just remember, take your phone off mute. Do we have any takers tonight? Does anybody need prayer?